In this moment, you have difficult for many, many refugees in Egypt, especially refugees who come from Eritrea and Ethiopia. In this last 1 month like this, the Egyptian authority to use the deportation, forced deportation of refugees from Egypt to Eritrea or from Egypt or to Ethiopia. Just last 2 weeks, he deported more than 130 people. So why I ask all the international community and especially all the organizations to intervene for stop this forced deportation of these refugees.
These the victims here are men and boys who are in Egypt who are being sent back to Eritrea.
This is the situation because we have more than 500 like this in the different detention center in Egypt. Last Saturday, the Eritrean embassy go to visit one of these military camp in Aswan region. In that time, he asked to sign the agreement to return, like voluntary return our country. But more of these refugees, he say no. I don't want to back my country because I escaped from my country by the political problem or some other situation, persecution of political, ethnic, religious, all these things. So at that time, the Egyptian military forced him to sign it. Some of them beat him more than 118, especially the boys. Forced to sign the agreement to accept the deportation. So this is the open violation of the human right and violation of the International Convention for the Protection of the Refugees. And this is the situation in Egypt, especially in the Aswan region.
And you're calling on Western countries to speak with the authorities in Egypt to halt this practice.
Yeah, because first of all, Egypt, one of the country, signed the Geneva Convention. So why don't respect this convention? Why don't respect the right of these asylum seekers, these refugees? Why the Egypt government you don't give permit for the UNHCR workers and volunteers to visit these detention centers? All these things is the question, because the Egyptian government you don't want respect the Geneva Convention, you don't give the protection for these refugees. So why treat like this? So why you have some agreements with the Eritrean government to deport these refugees? So I ask the European countries, all the humanitarian organizations to intervene, to talk, to push the Egyptian government to respect the human right, to respect the right of these asylum seekers, these refugees.
Are there many Eritreans in Egypt who are in this situation?
Yes, we have other situation in Egypt, especially for Eritrean in these hostages in by the traffickers in Sinai. More than 500 people is in that situation, a very, very bad situation. More of them is in the danger situation for their life, because these traffickers use torture, beat them, you don't give food, you don't give any medical assistance. So it's very bad situation for Eritrean refugees, especially in the Sinai region. And in I say in the Egypt, in different cities or regions, we have different detention centers, especially in the Aswan and around Cairo, and some of North Sinai, Al Arish, in that regions. The treatment is very bad, especially for women and some women who is pregnant, some of them with children. So it's very, very bad situation. But if the UNHCR he can't visit, he can't assist them, so how to try to give some solution for these people?